Support for this public radio podcast comes from Pabst Brewing, proud supporter of local artists nationwide, and of the NPR Live in Concert series, online at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
And by Second Harvest Heartland, whose mission is to end hunger through community partnerships. Every dollar donated distributes over $9 worth of food. Learn more at TwoHarvest.org.
This is New Classical Tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julie Almacher. From the moment she picked up the instrument at age 3, the voice of the violin really spoke to Rachel Barton Pine. By age 10, she was performing with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and winning major music competitions. When it comes to her music, Rachel Barton Pine has always taken the road less traveled. She's equally comfortable playing classical music or reworkings of her favorite heavy metal tunes from Metallica and other bands. Barton Pine is a trailblazer who is confident people will like classical music if they just give it a try. The violinist whom Barton Pine most admires was also a musical ambassador. Barton Pine avidly researches violin music and history, yet she had never heard of Maud Powell until 1995, when she received a biography from the founder of the Powell Society for Music and Education. Not a day goes by that Barton Pine doesn't think about the impact Maud Powell has had on American music. Her 12th recording, American Virtuosa, is a tribute to this great American violinist of the late 19th century. Maud Powell believed her duty as an artist was to reach her audience no matter how educated they were about classical music. She succeeded in her mission by playing music that appealed to everybody. She chose familiar, lighter compositions, often spicing them up with her own exquisite virtuoso arrangements. Many of the pieces she transcribed are musical gems by composers she knew personally, like Jules Massenet and Percy Grainger, as well as Jean Sibelius and Antonin Dvorak, whose violin concertos she premiered in America. American Virtuosa features pieces by each of these European composers. Throughout her career, Powell also focused on new works by American composers. When asked why she played so much American music, she replied, "How can we expect to have any national music if someone doesn't play these works publicly?" Many American composers dedicated works to Powell in hopes she would premiere them, including Herman Ballstedt Jr., a cornet virtuoso in John Philip Sousa's band. He turned a minstrel song from the Civil War into a blistering solo violin showpiece for Powell. She was so impressed with Ballstedt's Dixie, she said it was worthy of the great violin virtuoso Paganini. With lightning speed and a bright smile, Rachel Barton Pine sails through this challenging, high-spirited arrangement. John Philip Sousa's rousing marches are proof that American patriotism was at an all-time high at the turn of the 19th century. Pianist Max Liebling wove a few of those marches into an encore piece he wrote for Maud Powell to play with the Sousa Band on its 1905 tour. Liebling pulled themes from two of Sousa's operettas, Al Capitan and The Bride-Elect, for his Fantasia on Sousa themes. Sousa's most famous march, The Stars and Stripes Forever, brings the Fantasia to a powerful close. Even though this performance features only violin and piano, I could swear I hear echoes of a full marching band during the invigorating finale, where Barton Pine takes on the role of the piccolo, and pianist Matthew Hagel rolls up and down the keyboard, filling in for the brass and percussion sections. As the American tradition of classical music was emerging, Maud Powell dared to cross the color line by performing African-American spirituals in her recital program. One of them was Deep River, which Powell heard in a piano transcription by Afro-English composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor. Powell was so inspired she decided to create her own. The emotional impact of this piece intensifies through a wide range of dynamics and tight harmonies executed with great feeling by Barton Pine and Matthew Hagel. In this tribute to the great American violinist Maud Powell, Rachel Barton Pine achieves her goal, opening our ears to unfamiliar masterworks, outstanding arrangements, and an important piece of American history that many of us know little about. And that's New Classical Tracks from Classical Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Julie Amacher.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available real-time traffic alerts. More at acura.com/RDX.